releasing the stress. We were born to shine.
Blake Lewis, you're listening to my girl Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That was Cheryl Fortune with Fighters. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 64 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks for tuning in all around the globe. I am so thankful for everyone's support. You have been with me from the beginning. Some of you even since my days on MySpace. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of Dream Tour and my Hold On, Overcome solo tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight is our suicide prevention special episode. I am very passionate about suicide prevention and mental health awareness, and these are two of the causes that I support all throughout the year. I am constantly doing work, and I've been passionate about this for many, many years. And recently I had a friend commit suicide, and although it was very heartbreaking, it continued to really rev up my passion for this topic and to help those who are suffering and to help people who feel alone and who feel that they have no other way out. We also have a brand new Say What segment, a new Empowering Dreamers segment with Ramsey J. Jr., a new Supermodel and You segment with Nicolette Von Schell, and a new Charity Spotlight segment featuring the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I am always booking new shows and performances. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my tours, or any of my award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. I always have exciting and fun things going on. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos and supporting all my new music. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs and going back into the recording studio soon with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out my official website, IamSadeChampagne.com. IamSadeChampagne.com. I am live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me. Your support amazes me, and I'm forever grateful unto you. I want to talk to you all about the topic of when all hope seems lost. When all hope seems lost. As you all know, or if you're just tuning in, this is our suicide prevention special episode of the Sade Champagne Show, and I feel that it's important to really be vulnerable and transparent with others, and I feel that that is part of what has made my platform accelerate the way that it has, and even more so help me to become a stronger, healthier, and just happier person all around. I no longer feel the need to hide or to pretend to be something that I'm not, or to wear a mask, or to just sit in the types of challenges and struggles that I used to deal with, because I know that there's always help and that I am loved unconditionally and free as I am. I want to share with you all a little bit of my story, and you can understand why I'm so passionate about this topic and just with what we're talking about tonight on this show. I was always a big dreamer. I always knew in my life that I was destined for great things, but my environment growing up was not conducive to what I saw in my heart. And according to statistics, I shouldn't even be here today. But I'm so thankful that I don't live my life according to statistics and people's data, but I live my heart according to the bliss in my heart. I am grace made. I live my life through what I dream and through what I believe and through what I know deep down. I struggled for many years with depression, anxiety, panic attacks, paranoia, anxiety attacks, and I often wondered, how would I be able to see a brighter tomorrow? Sometimes it seemed as if heaven was my only hope. I am here to encourage, somebody today, whomever is listening, that there is always hope. There is always hope. No matter what it is that you are dealing with today or what you have been encountering in your life, it doesn't matter how long you have been struggling. I want to encourage you that change is real and change is possible. Transformation is real and transformation is possible. You are so loved and you are cared for. You have always been desired. Your life is not a mistake or here by accident. You are purposed to be here and purposed to be alive. Even with whatever you're struggling with today, it does not make you crazy or mean that something is wrong with you. Your pain doesn't define you. Your pain and struggles and challenges do not define you. We all go through difficult times in life. And you know what? With things that we see happening in this world, and even you count with the pains that we've had in our own lives and our own heartaches and disappointments, it makes sense. And it's normal that people would feel depressed and sad and discouraged and hopeless. But it doesn't have to stay there. There is life beyond those things. Most of the time, people say there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I get where they're coming from with that. But I believe that you are the light in the darkness. You are the light in the tunnel. And that there is still light even in that darkness. You have not been left alone. You are not here just to fend for yourself and live life by yourself. But you have community supporting you. You have people who love you. You have a God who cares for you and who desires you and who will always support you and always be there for you and always see the best in you. One of the biggest truths I wish I had known as a little girl and that I tell to other people I mentor, no matter what age they are or wherever I go or people I get to speak to, is that we have to hang in there long enough for our healing to flow. Hang in there long enough for your healing to flow. I'm going to say that again. Hang in there long enough for your healing to flow. It always gets easier and it gets brighter and it gets better. Even if you're still struggling and it's challenging, and I still have my own struggles and challenges, but I no longer feel overwhelmed and overcome by the things in this world. Only God's grace can do that. Only community can do that. Only knowing the truth and having a support system can do that. Some of the things and people that have been crucial in my journey are doing things that I love and doing things that bring me joy and not apologizing for it. It's important to be able to really take care of yourself and really invest in who you are. What are the things that bring you peace and that bring you joy and that you really love in life? Those things are a part of you and they're things that were given to you in order to help you be able to breathe and to relax and just have fun in this life. You know, oftentimes we feel selfish for taking care of ourselves, but it is not selfish to care for you. It is not selfish to focus on yourself and to love who you are and to care for who you are. You know, having powerful mentors in my life, people who can always speak the truth to me and remind me of who I am and who have been through what I've been through. It's important. You have to be able to see that. See that I have so many people in my life who have been through what I've been through and even crazier situations, and to see how they have overcome brings me so much hope for my present and for my future and even for what God can do from the past. Taking care of your physical health. Some of these things are practical, but if we're not getting enough food, we're not getting enough sleep, not getting enough water, not doing physical activities that we actually enjoy, it drains from us. And we don't feel like we have enough energy for that day and to complete our task for that day. So it's important that we take care of our physical health. Also, our spiritual health. What are we listening to? What are the messages that we believe? You know, a lot of times I tell people, I cannot attach myself to religion or religious beliefs that are fear-based and that are based on rules and regulations and you do to get, as opposed to being it based on love and freedom and joy and hope and grace in God's goodness. You know, when I used to live my life in so much religion and so much legalism, I found that my depression, anxiety, panic, paranoia, fear, it was heightened. It was accelerated at a rapid rate. But now in spirituality and my grace and faith and actual relationship and community that's healthy, I feel so much better and I can see and think much clearer and I hear and speak clearer, and it's just radically changed my life. Support groups. We all have to have people in our lives and speak to our lives and that understand where we've been and that people who can continue to push us forward, support groups and counselors, all those things are beneficial. You know, it doesn't make you crazy to have a support group or means that something's wrong with you. Everyone should have a support group and support system and have counseling at some point in their life. My creativity, all my artistry and things that I enjoy have really just brought me so much joy and peace and being able to just express myself freely without feeling condemned or feeling, you know, like, oh my gosh, I can't say this, but I can just be myself. And creativity has been huge in that and having a vision for the future. I always had a vision for my future. Even when my present seemed so sucky, I knew that I was headed somewhere. And to see now that I'm actually living in what I desired and I'm living in what I dreamed as a little girl, this is way beyond my greatest dreams. I could have only imagined this, and to see that it's my reality today is just mind-blowing. And so I want to encourage anyone, when all hope seems lost, hope is never lost. Hope is always there. Hope is within you. Hope is for you. Hope is with you, and it will continue to carry you forward, and you'll be so glad that you didn't quit. You'll be so glad that you hung in there and that you kept moving forward, that you open your heart and open your life to receive healing and receive love and to receive the care and help that you needed. Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Next up, we have our Say What segment. This is where I feature clips from some of my favorite inspirational speakers. These are all spiritual and grace-based clips that reflect my faith and what I believe. These speakers have all brought great hope, encouragement, empowerment, and healing to my life and thousands of other people all around the world. Tonight, we have one of my biggest inspirations, favorite speakers, mentors, and dear friend, Greg Henry. I titled these clips, Decisions, Decisions, and God is Healing Your Pain. Hashtag say what to join in the conversation.
And I just feel like there's somebody in here that maybe is being confronted with some kind of a thing where, or somebody online, confronted with some kind of a thing where they find they're in a place where they think that life is found in their ability to make the right or the wrong decisions, where maybe they've had some things happen because they think they've made the wrong decisions, and so they see all this pain and death, and it's pressing in on them to try to convince them that life is found in the decisions you make, whether right or wrong. Listen, man, there's no decision you can make right or wrong that can separate you from the life of God. So even in the day you've made a wrong kind of a decision in this earth, let your mind not go to focusing on you finding life through your ability to make the right decisions, but let your mind go to the fact that the place you find life is Christ. Because if you think you can find life from making all the right decisions, you're going to bring more death to your heart. And so I just feel like there's somebody that thinks they're defined by the decisions they make. You're not defined by the decisions you've made. There's no decision you can make that can define you. God has made a decision about you that is the only thing that can define you. His name is Jesus. So if you felt pain and you've cried out to God and you thought that He hasn't heard your cry, that He's not healing your pain, He's been working this whole time to heal your pain. He hasn't been sleeping. He's been busy in your heart working to heal your pain. And you could just take this word and let it be a word that can stir you up by way of remembrance that He is healing your pain. He is the healer of pain. Man, I just want to cry and grab everybody and hug them, man. I just feel like this pain that everybody has felt. I just feel it just coming off. I just feel it coming off, and I just see so much freedom coming. If you felt pressed in upon by some pain, there's good news for you. You are being set free. I didn't say you will be set free. I said you are being set free. You are being set free. You know, sometimes we can't see things with our carnal eyes, our physical eyes, and we think that we're not being set free. But, man, we'll just pray right now. Father, I just thank you. that the Holy Spirit could be here, and that the Holy Spirit is in each one of us, and that the Holy Spirit can give each person that's been feeling pain or that has pain come into their hearts for some reason in life, that they'll have spiritual eyes to where they can see your Spirit. They could see the Holy Spirit in their heart working to free them from the pain, that they are actively being set free from the pain so that they can find rest come into their hearts. Not that they will be set free from the pain, not that something will happen that they can be set free from the pain, but that they are actively right now being set free from the pain, and that they could just find just a come out of their mouth like a giving up of the ghost, like a giving up of this striving to be set free from the pain, but that a different persuasion can be born in their heart, that they could say something, they could find the words being born in their heart that says, I am being set free from the pain. Glory to God. You know, because if you see that you're being set free, it becomes much easier to rest, right? Rather than thinking, I am not being set free and I need to be, and how can I be? You see what I'm saying? All that stuff is God's deal. It isn't our deal. Isn't our deal to try to figure out what we need to be set free from? How can we be set free? And what do we do to be set free? You are being set free. Hallelujah.
Our next segment of the night is Empowering Dreamers with Ramsey J. Jr. Join entrepreneur, financial executive, strategic communication consultant, international motivational speaker, executive leadership coach, and published author Ramsey J. Jr. as he reveals his three P's: possible, probable, predictable, a one-of-a-kind process-driven methodology which provides a blueprint focused on how to master the process to achieve your personal and professional goals. Hashtag Empowering Dreamers to ask him your questions and join in the conversation.
Keep dreaming. And good evening, friends. This is Ramsey J. Jr. coming to you once again as your able host for what we believe is the most empowering 15 minutes on radio today, known as Empowering Dreamers, and this, its second installment on the Sade Champagne Show. As a reminder of why we believe this is indeed the most empowering 15 minutes on radio, it is because we know through over 15 years of research, experience, and study that every organization and every person listening has an aspiration of going to whatever their version of the next level is. We're equally clear through our work that everyone and every organization is in need of a process, a proven methodology that gives you access to resources you can activate on your own right now to get to that next level and stay there. That is exactly what we do here with the Empowering Dreamers to Become Achievers methodology, which is underwritten by the three P's of empowerment, of possible, probable, and predictable, all of which are captured in the book that I have authored bearing that title. And tonight, as always, I invite you to use the hashtag Empowering Dreamers, tag me at Ramsey J. Jr. to engage in the conversation via social media. And for more information, to order the book, other empowerment resources, or learn more about me, visit my website, which is just RamseyJJr.com. This is indeed Ramsey J. Jr., and you are listening to the Empowering Dreamers segment, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. Let's begin. Last week, I talked about my professional background, Wall Street training, MBA from Dartmouth, undergrad from Fresno State, student athlete in track and field, spoke with the White House, so on and so forth. But tonight, I want to give you a little bit more insight as to why I believe with my almost three decades of empowerment experience, I can truly help you. I believe that God has blessed me with an extraordinary gift, friends. That's the gift to be able to see inspiration and lessons everywhere I look. But that is also the byproduct of looking past the circumstances and into heart as to why people do the things they do. I've been doing this since I was a child growing up in Ventura, California. I am an only child, which means I was probably quite self-entertained. I can tell you I remember as a child watching and re-watching daytime talk shows, and I was obsessed with practicing and perfecting Sally Jesse Raphael, Phil Donahue, Geraldo Rivera, Oprah Winfrey, and I will tell you that it was my ability to play all those parts and talk to all those people and find those uniqueness that made them connect and commune with each other that really defined my possibility set of being able to empower you today. Said succinctly, friends, I think I can help you because I've been in the empowerment and understanding people business for over 30 years, going back to that youth in Ventura, watching those talk shows and playing those parts. And I bring all that to bear to you. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you are listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio today on the Sade Champagne Show. We start every show with a shot of wisdom. This is a phrase to get your mindset inspired and open for today's message. Tonight's wisdom is the following. Everything is impossible until you try and succeed. After you conquer your fear and try, you also understand that you are more capable than you realized. You will appreciate that nobody expects you to be perfect. Moreover, you find that people respect and admire those who live boldly and courageously chase their dreams. They hire them, listen to them, and want to learn how to be like them. Friends, I believe that you are poised and ready to live boldly and courageously chase your dreams. And I trust that you consider this Empowering Dreamer segment on the Sade Champagne Show as a key resource in your arsenal. Let's begin today's show. The body of our show has 3 points. Number one, we introduce our empowerment tenet. That, again, is possible, probable, and predictable. Number two, we give you a practical example of how to utilize that. And number three, we give you an empowerment assignment to take it home. Last week, we talked about believing that your dream is possible. Tonight, we're going to talk about working extraordinarily hard to make it probable. And next week, we'll talk about preparing for the predictable opportunity for a breakthrough. Tonight, working extraordinarily hard to make your dream probable. The key word is the word extra in front of ordinary. If we really want to give our dream a chance, we have to work extraordinarily hard. That means harder than the next guy and smarter than the other guy as well. Practical example from my own story. I went to Fresno State as an undergrad in finance with dreams of wanting to get a Wall Street job, but they said that those kind of firms did not recruit on Fresno State campus. Two choices. When your dream doesn't come to you, you can say, I won't pursue it, or you will go to where it can be pursued. I drove to Stanford where they were holding a recruiting fair to finance companies. And I met a recruiter there in the parking lot before the event started. And she said to me, Ramsey, are you a student here? I said, yes, ma'am, I am a student and I am here. Yes, ma'am, I am a student and I am here. She said, why are you here if you're not a student here? I said, because my dream didn't come to Fresno State, so I am here pursuing my dream. Finally, she relented and said, I guess we can let you in because you came all this way for your dream. I said, you have to, because the recruiting event never said I couldn't attend. It simply asked if I was a student, and I said, I am a student, and I'm here. Friends, you know I got my job on Wall Street, so when that interview happened, finally on the other side of that wall, the recruiter said, you are hired or not hired. I would ask you, what do you think she said? She said, you are not hired. I was rejected. Most people, when they get told no, they give up or they aim lower. Those are habitual habits, and they are ultimately dream-derailing behaviors. Do not practice dream-derailing behaviors. I believe, number one, if you're not hearing no, you are aiming too low. So I asked her for feedback as to why I was rejected, and she told me. In the interest of time, I went through that exercise not once, not five, not 10. I was rejected 54 times from those jobs before I heard my first yes to a Wall Street firm giving me a shot to make my dream become more probable. What am I trying to tell you? If you're not hearing no, you're aiming too low. You will become immune to the word no if you learn how to accept it and get information. And ultimately, every no you get with feedback is a deposit into the bank of an eventual yes. But you have to be willing to ask for the feedback. What am I saying? I had to go get my dream from Fresno State up at the Stanford campus. I had to meet that recruiter in the parking lot and defend why I believed my dream was possible. I had to accept no, not take it personal, but understand I was aiming high enough, so I was understanding that if I wasn't hearing no, I was aiming too low. I became immune to the word no because I was seeking that feedback, and ultimately I was making deposits into my bank of an eventual yes because of how I was constantly getting my opportunity, and now I worked extraordinarily hard to get my foot in the door, and now I'm going to make sure that I stay there. We're talking again, working extraordinarily hard to make a dream become probable. You've got to be willing to face some adversity in the process. Example number two, a gentleman by the name of Kobe Bryant, many of you know, 20-year NBA player, one of the greatest to ever play the game. He averaged 25 points a game, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists over that 20-year career. And most of you would say, yeah, I kind of had a good clue of that. But how many know about this young man drafted out of Pennsylvania's Lower Merion High School at the age of 17? How many jump shots did Kobe Bryant make in the offseason in his prime? If I were to poll 100 of you, I'd have 100 numbers on a scatter chart all over the map because you don't know with conviction what his work process is, which led to his ultimate game performance of 25 points a game, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. We're talking about working smarter and working extraordinarily hard to make a dream become probable. The answer about how many jump shots he made in the offseason, Kobe Bryant in his prime would not leave the gym until he made 700 to 1,000 jump shots every single day. If he shot 50% from the field, that means he shot 1,400 to 2,000 jump shots every day in the offseason. Question to you. Staples Center, Laker games, 18,000 people, national television. In the gym, 1,000 jump shots made, nobody in the gym but him and someone shagging the balls, and he would not leave until he made it. What am I saying? You want to be the next Kobe Bryant of your industry, of parenting, of academics, of medicine, of science, whatever your field of choice is, you want to be the best at it. My question to you, are you willing to shoot and make your version of 700 jump shots when nobody is watching? Friends, if you are not willing to work extraordinarily hard like someone who is the best at what they did to do their dream, then you need to go back to the first P and redefine what you actually truly believe is possible, because you're suggesting you're not willing to work extraordinarily hard to make it probable. Conversely, if you're willing to do the work to make it probable, then I would suggest to you, you'll understand it will require you to be quote unquote in the gym when nobody is watching, shooting your shots. That is how you make your extraordinarily hard work make your dream more probable. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you're listening to the Empowering Dreamer segment, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio today on the Sade Champagne Show. To recap the empowerment assignment as we get ready to give it to you, there are 4 steps I want you to think about as we give you the assignment. Number 1, set specific goals. Number 2, assign specific deadlines. Number 3, commit to working hard but understanding the process of the person who you emulate, i.e. Kobe and 700 shots. Become immune to the word no, like I did at Fresno. And follow a discipline regimen that suggests that you strive for unconscious competence, which means you do the same thing over and over again such that it becomes routine to consistently practice the right kind of performance that leads to the ultimate breakthrough down the line. Think of a Major League Baseball player who bats a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, makes it look easy. A saxophone player who plays those symphonies easy. It's because of how many repetitions they did working extraordinarily hard when nobody was watching. Get that in your mind. Your empowerment assignment, should you choose to accept it, which I know you will, is to construct your probable dream plan template. There are 3 things I want you to do and then 1 action item. I want you to get out a blank piece of paper and I want you to write in there skills and experiences you must have and underline it. I want you to be honest with the dream that you want to make probable. What are the 3 skills and experiences you must have to reach your dream? If you're going to be a nurse, it's effective communication, being flexible, critical thinking under pressure. If you're a fashion designer, it's a high creative and artistic skill, strong drawing skills, good eye for detail. If it's a business owner, financial management skills, marketing, sales, communication, project management, and planning. You get the idea. 5 skills and experiences that you got to have. Give me the top 3 and write those down under a line that says skills and experiences you must have. Number 2, I want you to research and write down 3 role models who do exactly what you want to do. And I want you to look them up. Who are they? How did they make it happen? And what are the keys to success that you can begin to emulate? Now, here's the key with these role models. I want you to understand their work process like the Kobe Bryant in the gym type of profile. I don't want to know how many points he scored. I want to know how many shots he made in the offseason. Ramsey J, I don't want to know that he got his job on Wall Street. I want to know that he got rejected 55 times to get his job on Wall Street. That's the role model I want you to write down. That's the role model I want you to study. That's the role model I want you to emulate. Emulating their process. Point number 2 on your probable dream plan that you're creating, write down three role models, and the key is their process to become who they became more than just what they became. Number three, I want you to write down specific milestones with specific deadlines. Here's what I'm talking about. If it's to lose 50 pounds by Christmas, I want you to say, I got to have 5 pounds off by the 4th of July, 5 pounds off before school starts, 5 pounds off before Thanksgiving. You get the idea. Specific deadlines and milestones. If it's to get your law degree, that you're going to take the LSAT practice exam and sit for the LSAT by September 30, 2018. If it's to start a business and you need $100,000 by January 1, 2019, what are the stages in 20,000 increments five times over the next 6 to 7 months to get you there? I want specific milestones and deadlines, incremental goals to lead to the dream. So you have one, three skills and experiences you must have written down. Two, you have three role models and their process defined. Three, you've got three specific milestones and deadlines to meet. And then number four, as we talked about last week, that accountability partner, someone to keep you accountable to making your dream happen. I want you to go to them, give them a copy of this plan, and give them permission to make sure that you are following each and every one of those steps, developing those skills, doing what those role models did, and are you meeting the specific milestones with deadlines? Now you're taking that dream from what we thought was possible and we believed it. Now we're working hard to make it probable, to make it happen. And now we're getting ready to set up our show next week to get prepared for the predictable opportunity. To recap where we've been, we believe that it can happen, it's possible. Tonight we learned about working extraordinarily hard to make it probable. We learned that every no we get with feedback is a deposit in the bank of an eventual yes. We learned that if we're not hearing no, we're aiming too low. We learned we've got to shoot those 700 shots when no one's watching in the off season. We learned that we got to have a probable dream plan template and share it with an accountability partner. And that, my friends, is how you begin to become an empowered person to make your dream a reality. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you've listened to the most empowering 15 minutes on radio today on the Sade Bay, on the Sade Champagne Show. And we do believe that your dreams can become more than a reality if you practice this skill. And I will say to you next week, until then, you keep on dreaming, you keep on believing, and we'll see you next week.
Time for a song break. Here is Michelle Williams with Believe in Me. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
See everything wrong. In need of an affordable hair and makeup artist that's there when you need her? Contact Nicolette of Nicolette Von Schell Artistry for all your hair, makeup, and wardrobe styling needs. Nicolette specializes in timeless and priceless moments of your editorial, commercial, promotional, wedding, film, and personal needs. She is the artist on whom you can depend. Nicolette Von Schell Artistry at 805-415-4033.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
This is Ramsey J. Jr. I'm empowering dreamers to become achievers, and you are listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Our next segment of the night is a brand new revamped one from one of our brand new castmates, Supermodel NU. Join professional makeup artist, hairstylist, fashionista, artist, entertainer, and entrepreneur Nicolette Von Schell as she challenges you to see and believe in the pure greatness already within you. Hashtag Supermodel and You to join in the conversation.
What up, what up, what up, though? It's your girl, Nicolette Von Schell, and you are listening to my segment, Supermodel and You, of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. And in my first segment, we talked about embracing your personality because, look, it's important that you are happy with you first, okay? Can I say that again? Let me say that again. It is important, very important, that you are happy with you first, right? The second segment addressed all of us walking straight towards our fears with our eyes wide open, but not waiting to overcome our insecurities before we actually make a move, because ain't nobody got time for that, right? And if you follow me on social media, you'll see me say a lot lately that statues stand still, but that's what we not gonna do because we are flames meant to burn, baby, burn, okay? Yes. And so in this segment tonight, we're going to work on that confidence of ours, inside and out, leaving no stone unturned. So let's jump right into it, shall we? Now, fam, we got women out here like Ashley Graham, straight looking fire as all get out, clearly. The standard of beauty has drastically changed in the last couple of years, you know. And if you don't know, now you are about to know that being a size 2 ain't all it's cracked up to be anymore. Now, like, pump your brakes. If you're a petite chick, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that either. But what I'm saying is that we should not be even striving to be a version of someone else. The most important thing should be challenging ourselves to be the best version of our own self, the very best version of our own self. Stop making these celebrities and these models your body goals. Like, come on. How about you be your own body goals? How about that? How about that? Can I get some of that? Like, be your own body goals, because now the table is stacked a whole lot more in this day for success than it was before. There was so much to choose from, even in the world of fashion, that's perfect for your body type and your shape without you having to resort to drastic measures. So can we talk about that for a minute? Okay, good, because I want to talk about that for a minute. There are so many bomb brands that have and are still coming out that cater specifically to women with curves, i.e. Fashion Nova, coming through for the win, and if you're a gym rat like me, you're gonna love some Fabletics, because I mean, it holds it down for the women with curves, okay? And look, this, I have to say this in my southern dialect, okay? I'm about to say this right now. I don't care what nobody got to say. Torrid be having some dope clothes. Like, y'all better stop sleeping on them, okay? Like, y'all need to check them out. Pull them up on the internet. Go into the store. Like, y'all better stop sleeping on Torrid. I'm trying to tell you now. Like, remember that I told you. But right now, my personal favorite currently is seeing all these fitness professionals be all about developing and building natural curves, incorporating weights into their routines instead of focusing solely on cardio. And I'll tell y'all why a little bit later. But before I get into all of that, let me drop this fashion tip real quick. And let's say I'll start calling it, we'll call it hashtag envy mode. Because your girl never leaves the house unless she fit it from head to toe. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Wait, sometimes you have to laugh at your own jokes. But that was kind of dope, though. Y'all got to give me props on that. Hashtag envy mode. The next time y'all know y'all fit it leaving the house, like, I want to see your pictures. So the tip of the day is that you literally can take any T-shirt that you have that you'd rather have a little more room in and simply cut slightly below the collar all the way across. This will actually allow the T-shirt to begin to drape, like, really nicely, actually. And if you're like me and you love off-the-shoulder everything, then start to cut about, I would say about, like, a half inch from the sides of the collar, not the size of the shoulders, from the size of the collar, and then about 2 to 4 millimeters below the collar all the way across. Favorite thing to do ever to literally all of my T-shirts. And the draping is so pretty and really hides a bloated belly or a little extra sugar that's accumulated, you know, in your midsection as well. Like, y'all know me on this. I'm telling y'all, try it. It will change, like, literally can take a T-shirt, a regular T-shirt, and, like, just revamp it just by doing one cut from one side to the other. Change your life. Change your life. So back to the meat of tonight's segment. Fam, I need you to do for yourself first and foremost so that you can actually do for somebody else. And I'm not talking about selfishness or narcissism. I'm talking about truly taking care of yourself inside and out. Take care of your mind and get your thought process on track. For me, that's me sitting down with the Bible, praying to God, talking to my Jesus. Whenever I'm having just a sucky day or even the worst moment, that always sets me right. And I'm so thankful for that because it keeps me grounded and it never fails. You need to pay attention to what you are putting in and on your body. And yes, I'm talking about food. You have no idea how much extra and unnecessary weight and pounds, y'all, pounds, that sugar all by its lonesome puts on your body till you don't have it, like, for a couple of weeks. Like, I literally, and I'm not kidding you guys, if you follow me on social media, you can follow my journey and you'll see. I dropped 10 pounds in 2 weeks so freaking fast. I didn't believe it until I started trying on clothes I hadn't been able to fit in 3 years, y'all. 3 years since I had my kids. Come on now. And I'm not going to preach to you because we tend to tune that out. You know, I get it. But I will strongly urge you to do your own research because that's free. Free. Do your own research because it's not going to cost you any money to do that. And take baby steps each week. And I promise you, fam, you will see results. If you're not sure where to start, drop a question in my DMs or shoot an email my way and we can talk about it and we'll figure it out. And I will help you figure out the best course of action to take first. We'll figure this out together because we are in this together, okay? And lastly, if you somehow missed all of the ingredient bombs being dropped in, like, the last 2 to 5 years concerning what goes into our food and skincare, then I'm going to need you to just stop spending your money on anything and everything. If you can't even pronounce the first 10 ingredients of everything, all of it, like everything in life, everything in the grocery store, all of it. And this is coming from a professional. I am telling you that it is scientifically proven that everything that touches your skin automatically gets absorbed into your skin in that instant. Like, our skin cells very closely mimic what happens to a sponge when wet. It holds on to that moisture, making it more flexible and durable, much like the skin of our bodies stretched across these bones and these muscles that we have. And once our skin absorbs something, it immediately enters our bloodstream, like in that second. So think about that little thing right there. The very next time you're choosing your lotion, your soap, deodorant, face wash, cosmetics, Max, like, triple check all of it. And this is not just for the ladies, this is for my men too, because I'm sure y'all also want to be able to be 80 years old but looking 30 and 40. So, like, men, don't trip. It's okay. Take care of your skin too. And if you're wondering if I know what I'm talking about, check my social media and you'll see. I keep my skin on point. I do not play about that, okay? Your mind, your spirit, soul, and body are the only ones you get in this crazy, unpredictable life. And it's our responsibility to take care of ourselves, because that adds health, intelligence, and longevity to the years of our life, which in turn greatly increases our confidence all the way around. For instance, I am a certified gym rat. Like, straight up, I'm a gym rat. Like, I love to get that good sweat that looks like somebody dropped a bucket of water on my head. And no matter the time, because my family schedule changes from time to time on a regular, I will get my butt in that gym. Headphones, Spotify, weightlifting gloves, and it gets real. Literally the favorite part of my day, every day. But last Monday, I was not feeling it, y'all, like, not even in the least bit. My husband walked in the door and I had no motivation to leave whatsoever. Just sat on the couch looking at the TV, but not even really watching anything. My babies had drained me from the day. I was a little discouraged about some of life's sucky little surprises, and I just did not feel like moving from that chair, because that chair just seemed to just pull me all the way in. Don't you just love when that happens? But Mondays are my leg day, and leg day is my beast day, okay? Like, it literally sets the tone for the rest of my entire week. And because of that, and that alone, I drug my butt off that freaking couch. And by the time I got in the car, still was not feeling it. But I made a commitment to myself to do better for me, so I can be better for my family and all the other people I want to impact through my gifts. And while I was in the car driving to the gym, I hopped on Instagram to do my hashtag gym love affair series, and literally encouraging other people to press through a sucky day had me encouraging myself. Like, I ended up preaching to myself. And by the time I got to the gym, I was hype. Like, even got a parking spot right out in front during the busy hour. I'm an athlete, and I have been disgusted with myself, y'all, the last 3 years. Like, so much weight on my little 5'2 body. I was 185 the day my daughter was born, 2.5 years ago. Started doing Zumba last year, but wasn't moving below 175. And the past, like, 2 months, less than 2 months, actually, I've been consistently weight training. And I've already lost 15 freaking pounds, yo. Like, couple that with a small amount of sugar on the weekends, no dairy, beef maybe once a week, and mostly turkey, everything. But hey, you have to do you, y'all. Do you, boo-boo. Because you cannot effectively accomplish your dreams, goals, and or visions if you do not also commit to consistently make time for yourself. For me, it's all God and the arts. I love to worship my Lord, my Savior, my God. That never fails me, and I need to be active as a drummer, vocalist, songwriter, choreographer, hair and makeup artist, gym rat, and now actress. And if I'm not, I begin to feel drained and depleted and depressed so quickly. So I'm gonna give y'all some suggestions. Have a freaking spa day. Take a hike. Like, literally, get out and take a hike. Sit and eat an entire pint of ice cream. Just kidding on that. But, well, maybe not. But ladies, have a girls' night out or a movie night in. Fellas, have a guys' night in, or sweat it out on the court somewhere. Spend time with your friends that make you laugh till you cry. Sit by any water in nature and just listen to its movement and breathe deep. for a while. Take the first hour of your day to actually enjoy a cup of coffee or tea instead of rushing right into the day. These little moments, y'all, like they sound so small, but these moments are so, so important to have, because sometimes you won't even feel like doing the very thing that gives you such peace in the midst of chaos. Like, you have to make yourself take care of yourself, even if it means dragging your feet until you get that pep in your step. Because how in the world can we expect to accomplish our dreams and visions and goals if we can't even be confident in our own selves for ourselves? Be your own freaking cheerleader so you don't need it from anyone else. You can freaking do this, fam. You can, and you will. And I have that kind of confidence in you, okay? So it's that time again. I gotta let y'all get back to setting your life on fire. Because, yo, like what I said earlier, statues stand still, but baby, we are flames meant to burn bright. And thanks, guys, so much for tuning in to Supermodel in You tonight. Make sure you follow me on social media. My personal Insta is Queen Bronx. My business gram is at Nicolette Von Schell, or on Facebook as Nicolette Von Schell Artistry. And please DM me with your stories of stepping up your confidence, because I want to hear from you. And look, don't be no stranger, because we are family. I truly, truly love y'all, and I thank y'all from the bottom of my heart, the very bottom, deepest place in my heart, for being on this journey with me. Envy out.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our next segment is Charity Spotlight, where I highlight some of my favorite charities and nonprofit organizations. Tonight, I'm highlighting the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I got connected with this amazing organization last year. They brought me in to be a speaker and key singer for their annual Walk Out of the Darkness events. And they have them all over the state, and I'm pretty sure all over the country as well. And I had a blast being able to participate in three of their walks, and Santa Monica and in Ventura County, and also in Pasadena. And they raised hundreds and thousands of dollars for this amazing organization, and I am looking forward to working with them more. So I want to share with you all some information that I found from their website so you all can be more updated and get details about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Their mission is to save lives and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Established in 1987, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, aka AFSP, is a voluntary health organization that gives those affected by suicide a nationwide community empowered by research, education, and advocacy to take action against this leading cause of death. AFSP is dedicated to saving lives and bringing hope to those affected by suicide. AFSP creates a culture that's smart about mental health by engaging in the following core strategies: funding scientific research, educating the public about mental health and suicide prevention, advocating for public policies in mental health and suicide prevention, supporting survivors of suicide loss and those affected by suicide in our mission, led by CEO Robert Gebbia and headquartered in New York, and with a public policy office in Washington, D.C., AFSP has local chapters in all 50 states with programs and events nationwide. AFSP celebrates 30 years of service to the suicide prevention movement. Learn more about AFSP in its latest annual report and join the conversation on suicide prevention by following AFSP on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. For their history, in 1987, a small group of caring individuals had a vision to establish a private source of support for suicide research and education, and essential suicide prevention efforts could be sustained into the future. These founding families, each of whom had lost someone to suicide, joined with scientists to create what today is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, or AFSP. Many of our original founders were concerned about an alarming rise in suicide youth over the previous four decades. During this period, the suicide of young men had tripled, while for young women it had doubled. Suicide is currently the third leading cause of death among young people aged 15 to 24. The highest overall rates of suicide are for adults ages 40 to 59. Before AFSP, there was no national scope, not-for-profit organization dedicated to understanding and preventing suicide through research, education, and advocacy. Since its founding in 1987, AFSP has mobilized and connected tens of thousands of people who have lost a family member, loved one, or friend to suicide. They have reached thousands of individuals who are at risk for suicide, as well as those who love and care for them. They have attracted the participation of members of the scientific and clinical communities who conduct groundbreaking research on suicide and its prevention with support from AFSP. They have established local chapters in all 50 states. They have educated hundreds of local communities about suicide and how to prevent it. They have created a public policy and lobbying arm by merging successfully with an existing national policy organization, thus enabling AFSP to press for legislation and policies at the federal, state, and local levels that advance the goal of preventing suicide. They have substantially increased their funding from individual donors, including the thousands of highly motivated individuals who participate in our Out of the Darkness walks. They have educated reporters and the media about how to best cover suicide. They have communicated with hundreds of thousands of individuals through their website, social media, brochures, speakers, and efforts to generate press coverage. And to get involved with AFSP, check out their official website, afsp.org, and you'll also see all their social media handles on there as well. Are you passionate about volunteering and helping those in need? What are some of your favorite charities to support? Have you been affected by suicide in any way? I want to hear your heart on this. Tweet me, Facebook, or Instagram me using hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR or Charity Spotlight to join in the conversation. I am live posting and tweeting with you all show long. And even after the show, you are welcome to reach out. Time for another song break. Here is Jordan Feliz featuring Joshua Luke Smith with Beloved Never Remix. Keep listening to episode 64 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
How can you measure up to deserve affection, to ever be enough for this existence? When did it get so hard?
sun shines, till the sun shines. When the sun rises, so do I. I'm a new guy. So bright blinds like the light that lights the night. The way I'm changed, they break the newly made. I'm the symphony, he can play infinitely. Man, I ain't scared of the devil or his infantry. Cause the war is won, I live from victory. That means my chains and my shame on the history.
Organization have dreams and aspirations of going to the next level? In need of a proven process that will both motivate and empower you to activate transformational strategies? If you answered yes, contact me, Ramsey J. Jr. at RamseyJJr.com. My strategic communication consultancy leverages my Wall Street financial executive experiences to deliver my 3P process mastery methodology, possible, probable, predictable. As author of the book, Empowering Dreamers to Become Achievers, we deliver solutions as a strategic communication consultant and trainer, executive leadership coach, and international keynote motivational speaker, MC, and interviewer. And with a robust client list from C-suite corporate executives to youth seeking a blueprint to become tomorrow's rising stars, we know how to empower you, the dreamer, to become an achiever. Contact us at RamseyJJr.com.
What's up? It's your girl, Nicolette Von Schell from the Supermodel in You segment, and you better keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 64 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week, we will have more interviews from the cast of Torrance Niven's live stage play, Mixed Nuts. We also have a brand new Wellness Made Simple segment with Veronica Esquivel Winters and a new Artist Spotlight segment. Thanks to my castmates, Nicolette Von Schell and Ramsey J. Jr. Our final song of the night is Logic featuring Alessia Cara and Khalid with 1-800-273-8255, which is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. We'll see you next Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time right here on Grind Hard Radio.
I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today. I just wanna die. They think they know it. I've been praying for somebody to save me. No one's heroic in my life. Don't even matter. I know it. I know it. I know I'm hurting deep down, but can't show it. I never had a place to call my own. I never had a home. Ain't nobody calling my phone. Where you been? Where you at? What's on your mind? They say every life precious, but nobody care about mine. I've been on the low. I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low. I've been taking I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die today. You don't gotta die. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die. Now let me tell you why.
without a little night. I'm just trying to set a little light. It can be hard, it can be so hard, but you gotta live right now. You got everything to give right now. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine. I finally wanna be alive.
Releasing the stress. We were born to shine.